YouTube's private video promise has a hole in it. The most discussed story of the weekend, 630 points and 351 comments as of recording, centers on a security researcher posting under the handle Javorieski, who documented a technique for accessing YouTube videos that creators had explicitly marked private. The flaw is not a matter of cracking encryption or breaching Google's servers. Rather, it exploits a logic error in how access controls are enforced at the API or content delivery layer, a category of bug that is notoriously difficult to catch because each individual system component can appear correct in isolation. The business stakes extend well beyond embarrassing leaks. YouTube has spent years courting professional creators, filmmakers storing rough cuts, corporate communications teams hosting unreleased internal videos, musicians sitting on unannounced tracks. The private designation is foundational to those workflows, and a porous access model puts creators' intellectual property at risk before they choose to release it. Commenters in the thread noted that these bugs tend to cluster at the seam between a hardened front end and a CDN or transcoding pipeline operating under older, less restrictive rules. The disclosure also prompted a sustained debate about research ethics. The researcher published technical details. Google operates a formal vulnerability disclosure program. Whether adequate time was given for a patch before publication was contested in good faith on both sides of the thread. A separate but structurally related issue emerged this week around Anthropic's Claude Code product, which garnered 303 points and 129 comments. Researchers documented potential session or cache leakage between workspace instances, raising the possibility that data from one user's session could be accessible to another in certain edge cases. Anthropic filed the report as a GitHub issue and has been actively engaging with it. Commenters emphasized that the threat model for a coding assistant, where sessions routinely contain proprietary architecture, sensitive business logic, and internal credentials, is categorically more demanding than that of a consumer chatbot, and that the velocity of AI product development may be outpacing the security infrastructure surrounding it. Also in the privacy space, forensic imaging analyst Neil Kiefer of Hacker Factor published findings that Meta's AI image signatures, marketed as stable provenance markers, vary in ways that undermine reliable forensic attribution. The finding cuts both ways. It complicates efforts to track AI-generated disinformation, but it also suggests that the technical infrastructure for content authenticity is less robust than official announcements have implied.